My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on The Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's good, AA?
What's good, Al? Let's have a good show.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I mean, Yankees blow 2 out of 3 versus the Nats. Whatever else you want to talk about. Obviously, I'm a little pissed off because on the way in, I see the Mets walking everyone. Edwin Diaz comes in for a full-out save. A save that never happens. Walks the 8th and the 9th place hitter and gives up a grand damn slam. 888-808-1019. I'm going to try not to drop some F-bombs. I mean, down 4-0. Sevy's throwing a lot of pitches. 9 Ks to end up with 9 Ks. But to hell with all that, man. To hell with all that. Because once again, the Mets have a game right in front of him to win. Your closer in the game. 4-out save. And don't give me this Mendoza shouldn't have brought him in nonsense. This is crunch time. This is time to get it done. You need these games. This ain't April where you sucked. This ain't May where you sucked. Which is why you're 4 games behind Atlanta now. Because they don't have their superstars. They don't have the MVP. And yet, they're still winning games. Now, 4 games up on the Mets. You had the last game of the series versus San Diego at hand. Slider hanging, slider, game over. Okay. They bounce back versus Arizona, win the first game. You're thinking, okay, here we go. Maybe they can take the whole series. Maybe they can sweep Arizona. Down 4-0 early, like I said, the Mets battle back. Take the lead. feeling confident. Francisco Lindor extends his on-base streak to 26 straight games, 8-game hitting streak as well. You know, I don't know what's wrong with these pitches. Eduardo Rodriguez was killing it. 4 perfect innings. Then the 5th inning comes, he melts down. And it's not just him, it's multiple pitchers across baseball. Like the 5th inning comes, forget about it. It's like they're scared. They forget how to pitch. But to lose a game like this, when he takes the lead, you battle back. By the way, it doesn't help to keep walking the ballpark. How many guys the Mets want to walk? How many batters does the Mets bullpen, the Mets starting pitchers, the Mets coaching staff, the Mets minor league players, how many guys do they want to walk? How many times are you going to start inning walking off the leadoff batter? It never ends well. Never. All the runners that reach base in 8th inning, guess what? They all reach because of a damn walk. They didn't earn it. They didn't get a hit. You didn't make them put the ball in play. They reached by walk. You can't come in with a 4-out save and walk the 8th place hitter. Oh, and it gets better. Let's walk the 9th place hitter to set the stage for a guy who's scorching hot right now in Corbin Carroll. Hit a home run early in the game. And what does he do? Grand slam. And again, I don't want to hear about Mendoza bringing him in with a run on. You need these games. You can't say one game, well, why didn't Diaz come in for a two-inning save? And then the next time say, well, Mendoza shouldn't have brought him in that spot. You need these games. This is winning time. Especially when you know the Braves already won their game, sweeping the Twins. Sticky stuff or not, you can't come in and suck ass when they need you the most. You can't. And I didn't want to come in here screaming. And I was, like I said, the game got off to a rocky start. The Mets battled back. You're thinking, okay, they're going to get this done. They're going to get this done. And to lose like that, I thought it couldn't get worse than Sunday's loss to San Diego. Oh, no. It's the Mets. It can get worse. And it sure as hell did. Walking the 8th and 9th place hitters. Pathetic. And I love Edwin Diaz. I love the trumpets. I love the whole light show. I love the energy. But let's be honest. His slider has been flat all season long. Now, maybe the WBC did mess him up. But he did start the season well. Alvarez went down, then lost all his confidence, was demoted, lost his closing spot, then brought back in the closing spot. Had some good outings. And now back-to-back, straight-up crap outings. Back-to-back. Giving up game-winning homers. You can't afford to lose games like this when you're trying to catch the Atlanta Braves, when you're playing catch-up. You cannot afford to lose games like this. And now you're 4 back, with I believe 29 to play. David Peterson on the mound later on today. I'm disgusted. And every Met fan should be disgusted as well. And once again, the 2024 Mets, in the last round of a championship fight, on the ropes. How many more punches can his team take before they're knocked out? This one felt like the death blow. It truly did. It truly did. I thought Sunday was bad, losing like that. Last night was worse. Last night was absolutely brutal. Last night, the reason I say it is worse than the other night versus the San Diego Padres is because you walked everyone to load the bases. Maton walked one batter, Diaz walked the eighth and the ninth place hitter, setting the stage for Corbin Carroll's grand slam, his sixth home run in his last 11 games. Second of the night. You battle back from a 4-0 deficit. You take the lead. You take the damn lead. And for that game to happen like that, to lose in that fashion, it felt like the death blow. Now, over the years, I've been one of the most positive Met fans. This season has really tested my how positive I am. April and May, pathetic. Got back in it. Got back in it. I said, hey, just get me to football season. Just get me to football season, please. And we're a week away from the football season. NFL season, that is. Just get me to football season. But don't let the season end like this, in this fashion. Giving up walk-offs, giving up game-winning homers. Getting kicked into you-know-what. That's what it feels like as a fan. That's what it feels like as a fan. I forgot what Cole asked yesterday. How invested are you? He said 80%. And I mean, I said to him, 80% means you're pretty much all in. And I forgot his name. I apologize. I hope he calls back. Because I wonder how much he's invested now. Because I wouldn't blame anyone. I don't care how hard of a diehard fan you are, how big of a diehard fan you are. I wouldn't blame anyone if you just turned it off for the rest of the season. I wouldn't blame you. One more game with Arizona, then three with the miserable White Sox. And you come home versus Boston, I believe Cincinnati. But will there be a season to come home to? Because last night's loss truly felt like the final nail in the coffin. Four games out, 29 to play. Your closer has zero confidence right now. His slider is super flat. Can't find the plate right now. I don't know what else to say. Me? I don't know what else to say. And I'm never at a loss for words. I'm never. But this was absolutely brutal. This was an absolute straight up kick in the you know what. It was pathetic. And it's not like Arizona, you know, single here, double here. No, no. What made it worse is we gave it to them. We put the runners on. We walked the bases loaded. I say we because I'm a diehard fan. This is my team I grew up with as a child, as a pup. Thanks, Dad. Hey, but I got to see an 86 championship. But just when you think this team can't find more ways to lose, they find another one. Walking the bases loaded, and Edwin Diaz, slider, super flat, to Corbin Carroll, grand slam. Grand slam. And you lose the second game of the three-game series. With David Peterson on the mound later on today versus Nelson. But I don't know how much this Puerto Rican heart can take. I really don't. I feel like all the enthusiasm from fighting back in the season, all the fight was taken out of me in that loss. That one hurt. That felt like that loss to San Diego, I mean to Arizona, felt like the game three loss versus the Padres in the playoffs. I mean, and that game was over early. But the pain that I felt that day, that's what I feel right now. It sucked. It sucked. I said after the Sunday loss, hey, if the Mets can bounce back and win the first game in Arizona, I'd feel good. Like, I can forget that loss. And the only way that I'm going to be able to forget this loss is if the Mets make the playoffs. And right now, that looks like a pipe dream. The Cubs have won three in a row. They're right there as well. The Mets are now four back of Atlanta. The only carrot I can dangle in front of Mets fans is there are a three-game series left with Atlanta. If they can get to that series down one game, I'll take my chances. But do we honestly think the Mets are going to get to that series down one game in the standings to Atlanta? Or the Braves, like they found a way all season long, have it wrapped up by then. And the Mets can look back at these last two losses. And then obviously, the beginning of the season. And when they say what went wrong, right there it is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.